Good morning, and welcome to the China Ceramics second quarter 2015 earnings conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I'm going to turn the conference over to David Rudnick.
Thank you, Keila. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' second quarter 2015 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Dadong Wang, and its Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Han. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, may I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties. And management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. We refer to more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, August 18, 2015. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. To supplement the financial results presented in accordance with U.S. GAAP, management will make reference to earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which we will call by its abbreviated name, EBITDA. EBITDA is a non-GAAP financial measure reconciled from net income, which the company believes to provide meaningful additional information to better understand its operating performance. A table reconciling net income to EBITDA can be found in the earnings press release issued earlier today. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Dadong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Han. Sandy Kun will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
Thank you. 欢迎大家参加 2015 年第二季度财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our second quarter 2015 earnings conference call.
尽管中国房地产和建筑业的行业前景充满挑战，我们第二季度 仍然获得了充实的现金流， 公司营收与去年同期相比稍有下降， 但市场对我们产品定价一致的接受度使得公司实现的毛利率 47.9% 的增长。 此外， 去年同期几项一次性费用 在今年也不复存在，这使得公司与去年同期相比税息折旧及摊销潜利润翻了一倍，都升至710万美金。
We reported stable cash flow in the second quarter, despite the challenging operating environment in China's real estate and construction markets. While our top line was marginally lower as compared to the year-ago quarter, continued market acceptance of our product pricing enabled us to report a 47.9% increase in gross profit. Further, the absence of several one-time expenses incurred in the year-ago quarter resulted in a more than doubling of EBITDA to $7.1 million versus the year-ago quarter.
然而，本季度的客户需求有所缩减，运货量计上一季度同比下降55.7%。 之后，本季度较去年同期下降8.7%。 考虑到今年行业对整个市场的减缓，为了保持公司与有市场份额同时维持现有季度的 较高产品价格，我们需要考虑更前效市场经营策略，也因此会引发额外的销售费用。
However, customer demand shrunk in the quarter as seen by the 8.7% decline in sales volume from the year-ago quarter, which follows the first quarter's 5.7% year-over-year decline in customer demand. Given the overall market slowdown in our sector this year, we may need to engage in more intensive marketing and therefore incur additional selling expenses in the period ahead to maintain market share as well as to sustain the current quarter's strong product pricing.
公司设计年产能可达7200万平方米的瓷砖，我们在本季度运行那其中3400万平方米瓷砖的产能，本季度产能利用率与去年同比相比下降了20.9%。我们希望随着商业环境的好转，公司能够有更多产品上线。
In the second quarter, we utilized the front production facilities capable of producing 34 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year out of our total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles. This was a 20.9% decrease over what was utilized during this period last year. We hope to bring additional capacity online going forward as business conditions improve.
尽管短期来看经济会持续处低，市场环境也比较困难，但我们持续相信房地产和建筑业在长期来看是有助发展的。此外，我们相信公司成功的一个重要因素是对市场环境的适应力以及提供以客户为中心的最优丰富的生产力。尽管行业内的竞争仍然很激烈，我们质量服务的品牌认知度和知名度都有利于公司保持后提高过去两年来的平均产品售价。我们相信市场环境会最终改善，我们会持续与最大的地产开发商保持密切合作，将公司产能结构向更优质、更高端的瓷砖产品转变。
Despite periods of short-term slowing and likely difficult market conditions ahead, we continue to believe that the long-term fundamentals for growth in the real estate and construction industries continue to be in place. In addition, we believe that an important element of our success is our ability to adapt to market conditions.And to continue to provide optimal customer-centric solutions to the marketplace. While our business sector continues to be highly competitive, our brand name recognition and reputation for quality and service has enabled us to raise and maintain the average selling price of our products over the past 2 years.We look for market conditions to eventually improve, and we intend to continue to develop closer relationships with the larger property developers and transition our product mix towards better performing, higher margin ceramic tiles.
张总，
董事会尚未就2015年公司股利政策做出决定。然而，我们担心中国经济和房地产行业的缓缓可能会对建筑材料行业造成负面影响。此外，管理层认为公司所在行业的不利经济环境在下半年可能会持续下去， 公司会接下来会对公司股利政策进行更多的审议，并及时公布最新信息。接下来，我想请财务总监向万先生来详细介绍公司的营收情况。谢谢。
The company's board of directors have not yet made a determination as to the company's dividend policy for 2015. However, there are concerns of a continued slowdown in China's economy as well as China's real estate sector, which would negatively impact the building materials industry. Further, management believes that it is likely that difficult market conditions in the company's business sector will prevail for the rest of the year. Therefore, the board of directors will engage in additional deliberations in the future as to the company's dividend policy and will update the market accordingly. With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's chief financial officer, Mr. Edmund Han, who will discuss the company's earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the second quarter 2015. Our revenue for the second quarter end, June 30th, 2015, was RMB 216 million. Or US$41.9 million, a decrease of 3.2% from RMB 268.6 million, or US$43.3 million, in the second quarter of 2014. The year-over-year decrease in revenue was primarily due to an 8.7% increase in sales volume to 8.4 million square meters of ceramic tiles from the year-ago quarter, partially offset by 6.5% increase in average sales price to RMB 31 per square meter from the year-ago quarter. From July 1st, 2014, the price for all of our products were increased by 5 to 10%. Gross profits for the second quarter end, June 30th, 2015, was RMB 35.8 million, or US$5.8 million, an increase of 47.9% from RMB 24.2 million, or US$3.9 million, the year ago quarter. The gross profit margin was 13.8%. for the second quarter end June 30th, 2015, as compared to 9% for the second quarter end June 30th, 2014. The year-over-year improvement in gross profit margins was primarily driven by a 6.5% increase in average selling price. Profits from operations before taxes for the second quarter of 2015 was RMB 26.4 million or US$4.3 million as compared to RMB 3.2 million or US$0.5 million in the year-ago quarter. Excluding the non-cash RMB 3.0 million or US$0.5 million fair value loss on derivative financial instruments incurred in the second quarter 2014. The year-ago quarter profits from operations before taxation was RMB 6.2 million or US$1.0 million. Net profit for the second quarter of 2015 was RMB 19.2 million or US$3.1 million, as compared to net profit of RMB 0.7 million or US$0.1 million in the year-ago quarter. Excluding the non-cash RMB 3.0 million fair value loss on derivative financial instruments incurred in the second quarter of 2014. The year-ago quarter net profit was RMB 3.7 million, or US$1.6 million. Earnings per fully diluted share for the second quarter of 2015 were RMB 0.94, or US$0.15, as compared to RMB 0.03, or US$0.01, for the second quarter of 2014. Excluding the non-cash RMB 3 million fair value loss on derivative financial instruments incurred in the second quarter of 2014, the year-ago quarter earnings per fully diluted share was RMB 0.018 or US$0.03 per share. EBITDA for the second quarter and June 30th, 2015 was RMB 44.3 million or US$7.1 million, an increase of 107% from RMB 21.4 million or US$3.5 million for the second quarter end June 30th, 2014. Turning to our balance sheet. As of June 30th, 2015, we had the cash and bank balances of RMB 255.9 million or US$41.3 million, compared to RMB 61.2 million or US$9.9 million as of December 31st, 2014. The increase in cash and bank balances was primarily the result of cash generated from operating activities of RMB 195.8 million or US$31.6 million for the first 6 months of 2015. As of the end of the second quarter of 2015, our debt consists of short-term bank borrowings, which were RMB 84.7 million or US$13.7 million, which is approximately the same debt level we had as of year-end fiscal 2014. As of June 30th, 2015, inventory turn was 139 days, compared to 225 days as of December 31st, 2014. Trade receivables turnover was 167 days, compared to 156 days as of fiscal year end 2014. Prior to 2012, the company typically offered a credit period of 90 days to our distributors, extended it to 150 days to our distributors since the end of 2012 to address funding pressure associated with challenging real estate market conditions in China. We extended the credit period from 90 days to 120 days to direct money's account at the end of 2014. The currently challenging economic environment has prompted us to offer extended credit terms to certain customers, resulting in a higher trade receivable turnover figure than normal. Moving to our business outlook, as indicated last quarter, we expect the currently challenging market conditions to prevail through the second half of the year. In the second quarter of 2014, we experienced a contraction in customer demand as market conditions in China's real estate and construction sector became challenging due to overbuilding and excess inventory in some cities. However, although our sales volume fell 8.7% from the year-ago quarter, our average selling price rose 6.5% from the year-ago quarter, which we we attribute to our high quality product and strong marketing efforts. Although the slowdown is likely to continue in the short term, in the long term, we believe the urbanization and economic trend underlying the growth in China's real estate sector are sustainable. Since the real estate sector is estimated to comprise 15% of China's gross domestic products, the Chinese government would well continue to adopt an array of policies to stimulate the real estate sector. In June 2015, the People's Bank of China announced a cut in its one-year benchmark lending rate to 4.85%. This follows other measures such as lowering buyer minimum down payment ratios and lowering the reserve requirement ratio for the banks in order to free up capital for mortgage lending. We believe that the recent release data of a 0.54% average price rate of a new home in China's major city in July, following similar modest increases in May and June, points to possible resilience of the real estate sector. We typically receive orders from customers to 2 months in advance of product on a rolling basis. We entered into a dealership's agreement with customers and a sales or purchase contract each time a customer places an order. As of June 30th, 2015, our backlog was approximately RMB 217.3 million or US dollar 35 million, which represents approximately the next 2 months of revenue as of the end of the second quarter. This compares to a backlog of approximately RMB 221.2 million or US dollar 35.7 million as of June 2014, a year-over-year decrease of 1.8%. Under normal circumstances, our backlog is an indicator of revenue that may be expanded in the next quarter, though it is subject to change as a result of unforeseen business conditions and events, including credit payment terms. We intend to gradually shift the focus of our marketing efforts towards larger cities, since we are seeing pricing increases in first-tier cities. We will also continue to market to smaller tier cities, where the government is continuing to boost infrastructure investments. The upgrading of existing housing stock in both larger and smaller cities is also an important component of demand. We reiterate our belief that smaller competitors are likely to exceed our sector due to their lack of modernized production technique and difficulties in complying with new environmental regulations. We also anticipate consolidation among larger quality developers and believe that we provide quality products and optimal service to important constituents. We continue to work with our customer to develop new products that we believe give us a competitive advantage. We believe that our experience, expertise, and name brand recognition will enable us to ultimately weather any sector volatility in the period ahead. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any question pertaining to the second quarter 2015 financials and operating performance. Operator.
At this time, if you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a moment to compile the Q&A roster. The first question comes from Howard Flinker of Flinker & Company.
Yeah, Hal. Hello, everybody.
Hal.
Hal. I have two questions. One, I didn't hear clearly. Did you say that the prices for the second half will rise another 5 or 10%?
This is since the second quarter of 2014.
Oh, I see. Okay. And the second relates to your cash. Relating to your cash and your working capital, what do you plan to do with it before somebody comes along? Your cash, including restricted cash, is about $225, or more than twice your share price. And your net working capital, or net-net, as it's sometimes called, is almost $6. So what do you do before somebody comes along and says, I'm going to buy the whole company? What are your plans for the cash?
The management is still thinking about on the current cash balances. As you know, the current business environment is not very good right now.
Yes.
And we always prepare for the worst with our limited cash. And also, we also think about of our share price.
Sure.
Let's see what can we do with our cash. But at this moment, we are still under discussion and thoughts on all the possibilities. So I think at this point, we will hold the cash for a while.
And under discussion, you mean under discussion about a potential buyback?
Any possibility.
Okay. 谢谢你, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question is from John Sheehy, private investor.
Hello, everybody. Congratulations on the good results, and thank you for taking my call. Is the recently reported increase in home sales providing more cash for your customers and improving your collection of accounts receivable?
Not for a short term. Yes, as you can see, the business environment is still not very good. And we also need to support our distributors and our network. So what we think is we will still see, we have to see for the environment for a short time period before we change the credit period to our current customers.
Okay. And can you describe the strategy you are using for marketing and distribution of interior tiles and give some comments on how that business is developing for the company?
Yeah. Right now, of course, we will build a high-quality of products to provide to our customers. But the strategy and the distribution network is also important. According to our chairman, we have set up a new strategy and strategy department to focus on the new network and products on the near future. And also, we will plan to stronger our exports to overseas to see if any overseas market they miss our products.
Okay, and can you give examples of any particular products where demand is good right now?
Of course, as you know, we are the exterior wall ceramics producer. Still, the exterior wall ceramic is our major, give us the major contribution on the revenue. And among our exterior wall ceramics, the new type porcelain ceramics are still the strongest product in the market. For the interior interior wall ceramics tiles, we will plan to produce some high quality floor ceramics in future to meet the market requirements.
So if I heard you correctly, I think you said the new type exterior ceramic tiles. What does that mean?
We will produce some new environmentally friendly products For example, in the past, we have already produced a lightweight towel. And in future, we will provide more different texture and style to the market, developed from this kind of new tiles.
Okay. My last question, does the company have any goals that it hopes to achieve over the remainder of this year?
Of course, at least we hope we can do better than the last year. This is our major hope at this moment.
Okay, thank you very much, and congratulations again on the good results.
Thank you, John.
The next question is from James Kahn of Oppenheimer.
Now, I want to add my congratulations. What I consider to be great results, you earned $3.6 million in 6 months during a very bad period. And if you can earn this much when times are bad, imagine how much you can earn when times get better. So I think this is one of the most amazingly well-run companies I've ever seen, and I'm astonished that it's also one of the most cheapest stocks I've ever seen. Those two usually don't go together. To Mr. John Sheehy, who just asked the question, I hope you will write up something on Seeking Alpha. Edmund, back to you. I want to address what Mr. Flinker asked about the possibility of someone wanting to buy this company, which would be only natural because it is such a great company and so abnormally cheap. They probably won't succeed because you will block it, but it might require litigation. That is, if they put in an offer for $6 a share, it would be difficult to say that the other shareholders, other than the two of you, would not benefit from accepting that. It would be bad to sell the company, obviously, because you're the ones running it, and you should be the ones running it. But when the company is this cheap, it seems only natural to consider ways to raise the share price. And I understand you're reluctant to use your cash. So my solution is this. You have $41 million in cash. One-tenth of 1% of that is $41,000. $41,000, I hope you'll admit, is a drop in the bucket, as we say in the U.S., compared to $41 million. If you simply announced, I will tell you, this would impress Americans. If you simply announced, we are going to take $41,000 to buy back our own shares because sheer arithmetic tells us it will make the remaining shares more valuable. And furthermore, we intend to keep doing this until the valuation disparity is rectified. If you were to use words like that, until the valuation disparity is rectified, believe me, I know Americans, this would get their attention. And suddenly your share price might come back to something approaching its true value. I know that wasn't a question. That was really a comment. I'm sorry, but do you have any comments about my comment?
Yeah, thank you for your suggestion. And this is a very good suggestion. And I think the management will take it into consideration seriously. For your suggestion like this. And but at this time, at this moment, I cannot tell anything about or too much on the decision, which is not yet decided from the board of directors. So if we have any decision or consideration, we will announce to the public as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are no further questions. I will now turn the call back over to David Rudnick.
Thank you, Gila. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we would like to thank all of you for interest and participation in this call. This concludes China Ceramics' second quarter 2015 earnings conference call. Thank you all very much.
You may now disconnect.